The medical community is pursuing a range of treatments aimed at slowing the progression of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. Now, one leading institution is taking an unconventional approach, one designed to complement more traditional treatments. Special correspondent Megan Thompson takes a look for our ongoing series exploring arts and health, part of our Canvas coverage.
Don't catch it. Don't catch it.
At the world-renowned Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, a room full of health professionals is cheering on colleagues throwing and dropping imaginary balls. The game is called Loser Ball. It all looks pretty silly, but the purpose is serious.
Dementia requires a new set of communication tools.
My very quick definition of improv is...
Tane Danger, a Minneapolis-based improv artist, is helping teach this workshop on dementia care. Improvisational theater is often thought of as comedy, but Danger, and yes, that is his real name, says there's a lot more to it.
How to listen to people, how to think on your feet, all of those things are skills that aren't necessarily about being funny, but are about being a good listener and being a good communicator.
One of the things about dementia is it's extraordinarily unpredictable. One of the things about improv is it invites unpredictability.
Angela Lundy of Mayo's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center says it can be hard for caregivers, be they clinicians or family members, to know how to relate to a patient whose reality has shifted.
Because of this disease and the changes that are going on in the brain, typical ways of interacting and communicating are no longer working. Enter improv. Improv helps people to just think differently.
You have to learn to be comfortable in things going differently than you thought they were going to go. We spend our whole lives, somebody throws you a ball, you catch the ball. That's the right way to do this. And in this game, we've like upended that. We flipped that and we said, no, the right thing to do in this case is to not catch the ball. And that's weird.
The theater of public policy paused.
Danger is known for using improv to take on complicated social, political, and even personal issues like voting.
What would your ideal end of life be?
And end of life conversations. He recently hosted a talk over beers between the mayor of Minneapolis and an adversary on the city council.
Yes.
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 Great! And
here in Rochester, he is Mayo's first artist-in-residence through its Dolores Jean Lavins Center for Humanities in Medicine. Since the 1980s, the center's mission has been to integrate the arts and humanities into patient care.
Individuals come from around the world to Mayo Clinic for the way in which we're able to bring cutting-edge clinical innovation. But equally important is how we care for and rejuvenate the human spirit.
Dr. Scott Breitinger is the medical director of the Humanities and Medicine program in Rochester. He's also an accomplished artist himself and says his drawing and painting go hand in hand with his practice of psychology. They are both, after all, about interpreting and making meaning of the human experience.
We put tremendous work into curating the physical environment of Mayo Clinic.
Art is everywhere, made by ancient artisans, Mayo's staff, and famous artists like Dale Chihuly and Auguste Rodin.
The works of art are selected to create joy, create hope, create serenity and support.
Hi, so good to see you.
Patients like heart transplant recipient Megan Sly get to make art too through Mayo's Arts at the Bedside program.
It just brings me joy and a bright spot to my day, especially before the transplant, you know, the unknown.
Music also plays an important role. Mayo is the only medical center in North America with a carillon that chimes a recital every weekday.
When the night has come.
And there are regular live concerts open to the public.
Take me to the river.
Today's performer is Lasagna Natividad, a Mayo nurse practitioner.
Music is sometimes the best medicine. It's therapeutic. It's a good mental break from the stress of work.
Like this song here.
I'm so in love with you.
It's a good feeling to have this, truly.
In a moment of darkness, arts and humanities can provide a light.
Katie Van Buren leads the humanities and medicine programs across Mayo's three main campuses in Minnesota, Arizona, and Florida. She says the majority of this work is funded by private donors, and there's plenty of research on its benefits.
The literature demonstrates for patients, for example, that there are multiple positive impacts. This includes for stress relief. This includes for sensation of pain reduction. It includes emotional support, connection to others.
It was fun.
Connection and communication. That's what Tane Danger and Angela Lundy are working on back at the improv workshop.
If I don't teach you this, then I lose my improv license.
Explaining how a core tenet of improv, the phrase yes and, could be used with a patient.
The first two words each of you will say are yes and.
Yes and.
In a healthcare setting with somebody who has dementia, they may say, let me out of here, I don't know you. And so the healthcare professional, I think, naturally might say, no, you can't leave. So essentially there's an argument that's pursuing there. So yes and in this situation may sound something like, yes, Mr. Richards, I can tell that you're really upset about being here. And know that I am going to do the best that I can to get you out of here as soon as possible.
The kind of biggest takeaway is that we can still find some point of common reality with our patients and validating kind of their feelings and their reality while also adding to that.
You're building on each other's ideas in a very positive way. The relationships and connections that people have in a healthcare space are obviously some of the most important, meaningful in somebody's entire life. And so if there are ways that the tools that I know about and can share, like can help build that and can help people do that in an even better way, that is potentially some of the most meaningful work I'll get to do in my career.
Oh, wow!
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Megan Thompson in Rochester, Minnesota.